For us, we're trying to create the biggest mosaic on Mandela Square, Nelson Mandela Square in Sandton, made out of cans, food cans. So if you can't participate in that with us, we would love for you to join in by donating 5 cans that will go towards the mosaic. Or even better, if you could come through for 57 minutes, join us and be a, you know, participate in this creation of this mosaic, which is we're hoping will go into the World Book of Records. So, and the whole idea is to raise enough funds and raise enough food to support all our beneficiaries. We have over 200 beneficiaries in Gauteng and Western Cape. And these beneficiaries really depend on us for a lot of things. You know, they depend on us for their survival. They depend on us to be able to take care of their communities. So we're hoping that for Mandela Day, everyone will come through and help us create this love circle, this love bubble that will hopefully, you know, permeate communities that are needing love at the moment and food and create more love.
Interesting indeed, Mokgadi. Is there a particular reason why you are targeting beneficiaries in Gauteng and the Western Cape?
Well, you know how Ladles of Love started? It started with our founder, Danny DiLiberto. And he had a kitchen in Roland Street. And he, you know, before that, he ran a restaurant. And he saw within his community how many people were just hungry. And as you know, Cape Town, the Western Cape, has had this problem with, you know, homelessness for years. And within, you know, he realized then that there's a need. And he started this kitchen, feeding, you know, just people around, in and around the CBD, the Cape Town CBD, because his kitchen is in Roland Street. Then the need became dire when COVID hit. And it just grew like that. Danny has been doing this for 10 years. But the big labels now has been taking care of these communities for the last 3 years since COVID hit. And what's happened now is that we realize that Johannesburg, Gauteng also has the same problem. And, you know, as love activists, also I'm based in Johannesburg and I see the problems that are here. I wanted to do something here in my community.
Mokgadi, and I understand you're a chef and you're not just passionate about food, but you're also passionate about helping alleviate hunger, which is a big problem now in the country with everything that's happening. We've just heard that petrol price is going up again. Really, we're going to be hit very hard. What more can you say to encourage people to have the kind of spirit that you have to continue looking out for others?
You know, the whole idea of us humans, we live with other humans. We live within a community. And as human beings, what is it? What does it mean to be human? And for me, that's the most important thing. Being human means being conscious of your neighbor, being conscious of your community and the things that are happening in your community. If there's hunger, which is something that really bothers all of us, at some point in our lives, and I promise you, we all know someone who's living in hunger. We all know someone. We might not be aware of it, but there's a lot of people living in poverty. And for us as humans, what does it mean for us to be human? Being human is it just only having a pulse, take care of yourself and your children, and never caring about your neighbor and never caring about what another person is doing. That can't possibly be human, because us as humans, we live in a community. And in our communities, there's a lot of problems right now.